time for the bold and the beautiful. All the gossip and news from Nashville to Hollywood on My Country 96.1.
Brought to you by Bravo Supermarket. Continue celebrating the grand opening in Port Jeff. Incomparable prices, weekly specials, now accepting WIC checks. Route 112, Port Jefferson, Jefferson Plaza, two blocks from the train. Call 631-509-1929. Well, Lady Antebellum's Hillary Scott Candy is a big American Idol fan.
Yes.
She was rejected twice,
Can you imagine this?
Never got in front of the judges. The production assistant said, nah, you're not good enough.
Yeah, I bet you they're not working for Idol anymore.
Love that. All six of the Entertainer of the Year nominees, Keith Urban, Jason Aldean, Toby Keith, Miranda Lambert, Brad Paisley, and Taylor Swift, they will all be performing at the ACMs on April 3rd.
I like it.
Very excited about that. Dancing with the Stars is coming back, as we know, and Sarah Evans was on the show, and now she's promoting her CD next week, and we're giving those away. Win them before you can buy them all week long. But Sarah Evans talks about how she thinks the men have an unfair advantage because they just stand there in tuxedos and the women are the ones that get looked at. Do you agree?
Well, in part I do agree, but they still have to have talent
to
win the competition.
Yes. On to Charlie Sheen. According to Brooke Mueller, he threatened to behead her.
And I find that hilarious.
Something about it is funny and not at the same time.
Yeah.
Once knocked her unconscious as well. And by the way, Charlie, as you could imagine, wants his kids back, Candy.
I know. And you know what's sad? I don't know who's the better parent, Brooke or Charlie.
I don't think Charlie's getting his kids back anytime soon.
How sad is that?
And there's a great website. I don't know what it is. I got to find it. And you could Google it. But they take Will Ferrell's Anchorman quotes and Charlie Sheen's quotes. And you have to guess which one is which.
Oh, Lord.
Which is good. By the way, John Cryer, who's the other half of Two and a Half Men, he filmed a comedy skit that will air on today's Ellen show, where he works as a temp receptionist, and he's out of work.
That's funny.
That is good.
I'm glad they have a sense of humor.
This is not funny. Keith Richards' 25-year-old daughter, Theodora, was busted for marijuana possession and doing graffiti on buildings.
See, I read it was Vicodin. Now, if it was just marijuana and graffiti, no big deal.
It might have been Vicodin.
But they said Vicodin without a prescription.
National Enquirer says they have pictures that show Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown's 17-year-old daughter snorting cocaine.
I find that very sad.
And Andy Dick, pictures of him snorting cocaine this past Thursday in a parking lot.
Nobody cares about Andy Dick.
That's true. People Magazine has an insider that says Jessica Simpson is a front runner to be a judge on Simon Cowell's X Factor.
She'll be a lucky girl if she gets that.
I like that. I like Jessica. I want to see her back in the spotlight. Christina Aguilera will join CeeLo and Maroon 5's Adam Levine as judges on the new NBC singing show.
But she has it in her contract that a gallon of vodka be delivered to her studio every night.
Oh, boy. If I had a bell, I'd ding it right now.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ding, ding. By the way, that's the show on NBC that Carson Daly will host. And during the auditions, the judges sit with their backs turned so they don't see the contestants.
Which I love.
Yeah, that's going to be cool. Carson Daly I like also. Serena Williams battling some pretty serious health issues.
Scary.
She suffered a pulmonary embolism, a blood flow to the lungs, a clot, and suffered a hematoma, some other terrible stuff, but she's doing okay, Candy.
I'm glad to hear that.
That lock of hair Justin Bieber gave to Ellen for charity, she auctioned it on eBay, and the animal rescue charity that she chose gets $40,000.
Well, it goes to a good cause, but a little crazy.
I'm sure a very rich dad bought it for his daughter.
Yeah.
You know, Adele, great sales. 1 week, Adele, her new CD, sold 350,000 copies.
She's fabulous.
Tonight on Idol, we find out the top 12.
And I'm actually excited.
Yeah, because they do. You know what they used to do? You find out, you know, two people are eliminated. Then another two people
Thank
are eliminated.
Thank you. At least they're getting smart about that.
Yeah, they're doing it in 1 week. You're going to get the top 10 and then two wild cards. Bam. You hit
I
the
like
top
it that way.
That is the way to do it. I love it. There's your Bald and the Beautiful. We do it weekdays 6, 10, and 8, 10 right here on My Country. And then later on, Party Marty with your dinner dish at about 5:45 or so. Everything from Nashville to Hollywood.